Chapter 12. Wedding Day Disaster. I knew within 3 weeks of dating my wife, then girlfriend, that I wanted to marry her. I wasn't just rushing in, however. It's just that I knew. But I also realized that the heart is deceitful above all things. I also knew that when you're in your 20s and you're Christian, you have a tendency to try to rush the wedding date because you're trying to remain pure. So we said we would wait 6 months to make sure our feelings were real. 6 months came around and we decided to give it another 6 months. We said that if we still felt the same way after a year, then we would start talking about wedding plans. Then we waited another 6 months. And we decided to fast and pray for another 6 months. In the end, we went about 2 years of dating before I finally decided that enough was enough. Problem was, I was still living at home. I wasn't even making enough money at my church job to even afford an apartment. Eventually, I got a tiny raise, moved into a postage stamp size apartment, and started to get the ball rolling towards the next phase of my life. One of the greatest things about my wife is that she's been with me through everything, including starting with a long-distance relationship. When I was at Bible college, she stayed dating me until I moved back after the first and only semester that I attended. She stayed with me when I volunteered at my local church as a youth pastor for 2 months. She was there with me through the years of working in the inner city of Fort Myers, one of the toughest periods of my life. She was there with me for all of it. So we finally set a date. After we'd been together for almost 2.5 years at that point, we set the date for June, which in hindsight was a terrible idea because obviously it's one of the hottest times of the year in Florida. We settled on doing the ceremony at a church that neither of us had attended, but we loved the way it looked. More about why this was a bad idea later. Flash forward to that day when, of course, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. I arrived at the church and I started putting on my tuxedo. Then I realized I never packed a bow tie. How could I look at the woman I love with no bow tie? Then 16-year-old Golden Child, who was one of my groomsmen, showed up also with no bow tie, not thinking he even needed one. Then my best man showed up with an actual bow tie, the only one in my wedding party who had one. I thought, you know what? Things can't get any worse. Well, it did. It got worse. It turned out the people responsible for my wife's wedding dress had sewn the arm shut so she couldn't even put it on. So there we were, several hours before the ceremony. I had no bow tie and she had no wedding dress. This is going to be a beautiful picture of our marriage for the next 20 plus years, where we would deal with adversity at every turn and we'd try to figure out how to get through it. The weird thing was, our relationship had actually started long distance, which looking back, I realized it was a picture of what it was going to be like as I traveled. God was preparing us, even though we didn't realize it. Somehow we got a couple of bow ties, and thanks to the pastor's wife, somehow she was able to get her wedding dress on. It was June, so we kept turning up the air conditioner in the church, and we couldn't figure out why it was so hot. It was stuffy and disgusting. It was Florida in June, but we were stuck inside with a couple hundred people in a small sanctuary. Because of all the stuff that happened behind the scenes, the wedding started late. The moment when I saw her come down the aisle, I forgot all about the issues. And there she was. We were looking at each other. We were exchanging our vows. And only a few minutes in, all of a sudden, I hear a thud. And the entire crowd gasped. I looked around. I was super confused. I couldn't figure out what happened. I'll never forget the officiating pastor, Dennis Gingrich, looked over to me and he said, "Your brother-in-law just passed out." "Your brother-in-law just passed out. That's okay. Keep going. He's fine." Apparently, my younger brother-in-law, who was about 9 years old, had locked his knees. It had been so hot in the room that he had fainted in the middle of the ceremony. We didn't know about it at the time, but the air conditioner was broken. The church had never bothered to actually tell us. And because it was so hot, we went to light our unity candle. And if you aren't aware of what that is, it involves three candles, one for the groom, one for the bride, and a third, which is lit by combining the two other flames. Both of the candles had formed a pool of liquid wax. So when we turned to light the candle together, we actually put out the unity candle. We had extinguished the flame of our marriage before it even began. At that point, I thought, man, nothing else can go wrong. Then I looked up and the officiating pastor left the stage. We were doing so bad, the pastor quit mid-ceremony. Or at least that's what I thought. Actually, he went to get a candle lighter. He lit the unity candle for us, then he leaned over and whispered to both of us, "Just keep going." So we pushed through. And you know, that's the reality of what it was. Despite all that had happened, it was a beautiful ceremony. Everybody loved it. What Dennis, the pastor, said to us was the perfect picture of what marriage actually is. When everything goes wrong, sometimes all you can do is just keep going. And we have for over 20 years now.